This is the introductory podcast to the dad life. Not really sure what to talk about in the first episode, but I know I want to talk about different experiences, as in myself. I was a teen father, and it changed my life a lot, going from having all these plans to not having all those plans anymore. And to see how it affects your life in different ways, good and bad, but when you think about it, are there really that many bad things to becoming a dad? I don't think so. I wouldn't trade my kids for anything in the world. If someone came up to me and said, would you want to go back in time and change something? No, because if I changed even one thing, my whole life could be different. Yeah, my wife and I struggle a lot with some things, but that's part of life. That's part of growing up. That's just part of being human. One of the things that I don't understand is when people talk about, oh, just different things. I don't really know. One of the things is like how people talk about how their dads walked out on them. And sometimes it might seem that way from a kid's standpoint. But sometimes it's not always just the dad who walked away. Mothers walk away from their kids too. And people don't, you don't really hear that talked about too much. It's a lot of the times dads are the ones that are put down, and I don't understand why. There's a lot of things that can change in this world that probably need to change, but they're not going to change overnight. They're not going to change because you get angry about it or you throw a temper tantrum. They change because you are willing to put in time and effort and make that difference. And that's the thing. It's not even just about dads or moms. There's a lot of things that, like, even kids. Because I didn't realize how big of a job it is to raise kids. And yeah, I started out young. But it's something that really helps you gain perspective on when, like, my dad worked a lot. He worked all up until the day he died. And on the day he died, he was still on the phone working. But when you can look at it now, it's like the stuff that we have, the lessons that I've learned, the things that we got to do as a family when we had that chance, did we make the most of those opportunities? And I know I missed out on an opportunity, but my wife got to take our kids, well, our oldest daughter, and have that opportunity with my dad and mom and siblings to go to Camden Park. I had to work. Do I regret deciding to go to work and not call off? Yeah, I regret it. I do. But I don't at the same time, because one of the biggest things about being an adult, being a parent, is realizing that sometimes you have to make those difficult decisions and allow other people to have those nice opportunities and take those chances. And sometimes you're going to miss out. But in the long run, it's not going to matter that I missed out on going to Camden Park with my dad. Because I have plenty of other memories with him. And not everybody has those opportunities. Like I said earlier, there's dads that walk out, there's moms that walk out on their kids. And one of the biggest things is being able to comprehend and move forward and forgive those people that walked out on you. And yeah, some of those people may have done stuff that are really, really bad and should pay for it dearly. But that's not your decision. That's not your job. Your job is to take care of yourself and your kids to the best of your ability. Some people like to live in the past. I'm one of those people that, for the longest time, I was putting myself down after my dad died. It was not an easy thing to do to move past that. But I'm starting to come to it that, yeah, it hurt a lot when he passed away. It affected a lot of people. And a lot of people that I've never met before. Coworkers, friends, other family that live far away. It affected them too. But part of me feels like I was just being really selfish by blaming myself. Because I blamed myself for at least the first 2 years after my dad passed. And I know there was nothing I could do to stop it. But just because there's nothing I could do to stop it doesn't mean that it was my fault. And that was very hard for me to understand and comprehend. And talking to my family and my wife really helped me move past that. And there were coworkers that I talked to about it too that really helped a lot. And helped me realize that I made the most of the time I had with him in those final moments to help him be as comfortable as possible. And I don't regret that. Now, do I still feel like I could have done more? Yes. I probably always will feel like I could have done more. But I'm starting to realize that I can't let that keep holding me back, because eventually it will start affecting my relationship with my children and my wife. Or siblings, other family members. And I don't want it to affect those. I don't hang out with people very often. And actually, I don't hang out with anybody really at all, other than family. Because I don't really want to get too attached to people after that experience. But I know that I need to myself reach out and spend more time with people. I need to get more involved. And one of those things is with the dads out there. We can get together. Most people know where I live at. And I've got a backyard. I've got a fire pit. You want to come over? hang out, drink a beer on a Saturday night, Friday night, whatever, you're more than welcome to stop on by. If you guys want to come over and talk because you need to get something off your chest or you just need some advice, and I know, I'm not very old. I don't have a lot of experience in the world, but I do know quite a bit about different things, and I will offer this my support, and even if it's just you need someone that will listen to you, I'll listen. If you want to come over, you want to sit down, you want to play Xbox, I'll sit down and play Xbox with you. But that's one of the things that I've seen a lot of people. It's, we start getting in front of these televisions, in front of these phones and computers and all that, and we don't experience life itself. We put ourselves in these alternate realities, and I'm guilty of it too. But we need to make a change because technology is overrunning, or is starting to rule the world, and it is not a pretty thing. One of the things that I would like to do is I'd like to go out and shoot my guns more. I love being able to take my daughters out to shoot, and they love shooting, which is a great thing. Because one of the things that helps us do is it allows me to teach them the proper ways to care for the guns and to use the guns. As in, my oldest daughter will help me break down and clean a .22 long rifle and can tell me where the stuff goes. Not a lot of kids know that. Not a lot of kids understand that when parents are telling you something, they're not telling you something just to hear you talk or hear, so you hear them talk or to hear themselves talk. It's to better inform you or prepare you for life and these different events that will happen to you, because 9 times out of 10, the parents gone through some sort of that same situation in their life. Whether it's running into problems with paying bills or relationship problems or needing help finding another job or getting stuck without a job because of this coronavirus. And that's happened to a lot of people. But just because that happens doesn't mean you should stop. Doesn't mean you should turn around and go lay down and put your head in the sand. That's one of the times that you need to stand up, you fight, you ask for help. And yeah, I myself, I do not like asking for help. I have no problem dropping anything that I'm doing to go and help someone that needs it. I do not like asking for help, though. So, and yes, this podcast says Dad Life Podcast, but it's just a name. This goes for mothers, fathers, kids. I will try to keep it as appropriate language as possible because I do have a problem with the amount of cursing that I do. But things change. I'm working on it. Show this to your kids. Have your kids ask questions. And I don't care how old they are. It can be any random question in the world. Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? I deal with these questions from my daughters all the time. Part of raising kids isn't the toys that you can buy them, or going out and buying a McDonald's all the time. Take the time. Cook with them. If they're really young, take them in the kitchen with you. Just be there for your kids. And that doesn't mean that you need to go quit your job and find something else. And no. Do the job that makes you happy and that you love to do. But don't forget that family should come first. I work third shift for a reason. And it's hard sometimes. Because I am dead tired when I get home. Like, last night I worked 12 hours. I went in and left the house at 9:30. Didn't get home till 11:15 this morning. Show your kids that you care, that you love them. Read them a book. If you want to watch a movie, let them pick a movie. Show them movies that interest you that are appropriate for them. I know one of the movies that I watched with my daughter recently was Remember the Titans. Because of this, the message that it portrays is a very powerful message. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this podcast up. I would love to get advice back and have people ask some questions, send me stuff, Facebook. I'm going to create a new Instagram page for this podcast. Just hit me up. Let me know. If you want to get together and you want to do something, by all means, I'm more than welcome to hang out. Go take kids to the park. Just let me know. I'm going to end it with this. What do you call a hippie's girlfriend? The answer will be at the beginning of the next podcast. All right, guys. I'll talk to y'all later.